You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Shalom Aleichem, Chevra. We all know how difficult Shmir Sabris can be sometimes. How does Hashem expect us to overcome such a difficult and powerful drive? So someone sent me a beautiful piece from Reb Nachman of Breslov. Reb Nachman says that when a person is zoicha to simcha, then Hashem himself guards the person's bris. Because he says the root of Pegama Bris comes from atzfus, from sadness. As it's known that Pegama Bris comes from a klipa called Lilis, which is the name of the Yetzirah's female side. And she's called Lilis from the Lashon of Miyaleles, which means bewailing, because she's always sad and complaining. Therefore, the main Shmiras HaBris comes through Simcha, because when a person is happy, then Hashem himself guards the person's bris. As it says in the Pasuk in Ekev, V'shamar Hashem alekecha lecha es HaBris, and Hashem your God will guard for you the bris. So until here are the words of Reb Nachman in Likutei Maran 169. He's basically saying that we don't have to overcome Shmiras HaBris. Hashem does it for us. Our job is just to be happy. But I'd like to try to delve a bit into the deeper meaning of what he's saying here. How can we be zeichet to Simcha? Happiness is not really in our hands, is it? And why is Simcha so central to Shmiras HaBris? So after the sin of the Meraglim, Hashem swore that all those people who had seen my miracles, vayinasu oisi ze eser pamim, and yet they tested me these 10 times, they will not enter into Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean that they tested Hashem? How does one test Hashem? And how can we apply that to ourselves so that we don't make the same mistake? So if we look closely at the story of the Yidins traveling through the Midbar, all 10 times that the Yidins sinned, it came from a lack of emunah. What is Emunah? The root of Emunah is the belief that Hashem is always Toivu Meitiv, that everything we experience in this world, or even everything that others experience, is only for the good. So what does it mean to test Hashem? It means that the minute something's not going the way I want, or even if I fear that it doesn't look like it's going to go the way I want, right away my heart is testing Hashem and saying, if you're truly good, how can you do this to me? So for example, after the 10 Makis and Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem right away tested the Yidden and took them for 3 days in the Midbar without water. And when they complained and whined that they want to go back to Mitzrayim and that they're going to die in the Midbar, basically they were testing Hashem. Meaning they were testing the notion that Hashem is only good. Instead, they should have believed that Hashem is surely doing it only for their good and trust that after all he had done for them up until that point, surely he wouldn't just leave them to die in the desert. In other words, Hashem was testing us to see if we would test him. And unfortunately, test him we did, time and time again. When the Meraglim came back and said, we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, we'll be slaughtered. That was again testing Hashem, big time. They were saying, if Hashem is really Tovu Meitiv, why would he put giant cities and fortifications in our way that we obviously can't overcome? That's testing Hashem, testing the notion that he only does things for our good. And that's why the Yetzihara for Pegama Bris is called Lilis, which means to be sad, unsatisfied, and complaining. Because when we feel a desire or see something that pulls us, we tend to right away test Hashem in our hearts and say, if Hashem is only good, why would he withhold from me something that I want so much? And it's this lack of emunah that ultimately leads us to go after it and fall. But if we wouldn't test Hashem in our hearts and we would truly believe that he only wants our very best, even when we feel pain, even when we want something so much and Hashem is saying, no, that's not good for you, my son, then we'd never go against his will. And I believe that that's the underlying message of why simcha, joy, is the root of Shmiras HaBris. Chazal say, Ein simcha katoras hasfekes, there's no joy like the resolving of doubt. Simcha basically means I have no suffix, no doubts. I don't test Hashem, like a son who knows that his father loves him dearly, and he doesn't whine and complain that his father is making him do his homework, for example, because he's seen so many times, he knows that his father knows what's best for him and only wants the best for him always. He doesn't constantly test his father in his heart and say, oh, see, if he's doing that to me, he really doesn't want my best. So simcha means I can have a desire, I can have pain, but I don't test Hashem. I know he only has my good in mind. And when we have simcha, which is the root of emunah, then we merit that Hashem himself guards our bris, as Rav Nachman says. Just like if the Yidden had truly trusted in Hashem's goodness, Hashem would have taken them straight into Eretz Yisrael and made quick work of all the mighty nations there. He would have done it for us. He just tests us to see that we don't test him in our hearts. So to sum up, if we stay happy no matter how desirable something seems, because we truly believe that Hashem only wants our good no matter what, that happiness, that emunah, is the secret of Hashem being the one to guard our bris for us. We won't even have to fight. He will do the fighting for us. And I believe that this is also what they mean in the 12-step program for addiction when they talk about surrender as opposed to fighting. Because when we know that our very best friend in the world, our Father in Heaven, is holding us at every step and has only our very best interest in mind at all times, then we just walk through life without fear, just like the Yidden should have entered Eretz Yisrael without any fear. Hashem is the one who fights for us. Our job is only to surrender the fear of not having what we think we need and trusting that Hashem knows best. It's amazing how the 12-steppers recognize this profound truth. Because this is literally what Rav Nachman is saying, and also what the Torah means about not testing Hashem in our hearts. May we all be zeichet the true simcha, secure in the knowledge that no matter what our brains tell us or what we feel in our hearts, Hashem just wants us to surrender it and trust Him. And then He will guard our bris for us.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.